For some, the sea is not a place. It is a calling, a home away from home. If you find yourself drawn to the water, we can take you there. Imagine you, your friends, and family on a private yacht in the most beautiful places in the world, from the Bahamas or the Virgin Islands to Greece, Italy, Tahiti, and beyond. This is a yacht charter vacation with The Moorings, and it's easier than you think. Inquire today. Your next great vacation begins at moorings.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Guys, welcome to the Everyday Warrior Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Cirilli. We've got Ashley Kidd, 7-time world champion for wake surfing. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm happy to be a part of this.
Yes, yes. You know, we do have something in common. I'm also a world record holder. As you can see right here, we set 4 world records. So, there's a lot of commonalities between us.
I would say so, somewhat. You like wake surfing, so that's common.
Yeah, I suck at it, much like I suck at skydiving. But you've got to be the all-time leader in terms of...
how many titles? Yeah. It's pretty crazy how it's ended up this way.
Who trails you in terms of numbers?
I would say some of the other, like how many they have.
Yeah.
I would say max is 2 titles.
Damn. So you're like the Kelly Slater. I hate to say that. Like, you're the goat of wake surfing.
Trying to get there.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I apologize. So for the viewers and listeners, Ashley took us out on the Lake Austin to show us how to wakeboard. Or I'm sorry, wake surf.
Yes.
And I kept saying wakeboard and you'd be like, wake surf.
I'm like, wake surf. It's still such a new sport. A lot of people are still calling it wakeboarding. So I'm always like correcting everybody.
It's not a new sport. I was born in the late 70s. I think that came first. But for the listeners, born in Corpus Christi.
Yeah. Born and raised Corpus Christi, Texas. Lived in Austin since 2013.
What was it? So high school in Corpus Christi, everything?
So high school, I only did like 1 semester of high school in yes. school. And I actually homeschooled after yes. that. I was like, I'm out. I don't like this. I'm getting out of school. Homeschooled, graduated early and just.
GED?
No, I got my degree.
No kidding.
Through homeschool. Yes. So I ended up graduating a year early because I could work at my own pace. So I just like would save all of my work for 1 day a week and just knock it all out.
I have some serious problems with the education. My wife hated high school. She graduated when she was 16.
Yeah.
She just expedited.
I could not stand high school, honestly. Like all those years of like school, I'm like, I block out. I was not a school. I made great, really good grades, but I just didn't like.
You weren't engaged.
Yeah. I didn't like the structure of it.
Yeah. No, if I could have left high school early, I would have done that. I regret not like just getting my GED and enlisting in the military at like 17. That would have been so awesome. I would have been out of my house. What was it like growing up in Corpus?
Not much to do down there back then. Yeah. Like growing up there, there wasn't like, it's still a small town, but it's grown a lot. But for the most part, everybody, my friends and I, we would just try and entertain ourselves like literally making up stupid games and just doing...
Getting into trouble.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, sounds exactly. Like yeah. Just doing stuff that I look back at now, I'm like, wow, what were we doing?
So the move to Austin must have been like, yes.
It was a game changer for sure. I knew when I was living in Corpus that as soon as I could get out, I was going to get out. And when I first visited Austin, like the second I drove through like all the hills and saw Lake Austin, I knew immediately. I was like, yeah, that's where I'm moving. So
you're predominantly on Lake Austin. Did you go to Lake Travis at all?
Occasionally, but I go out on Lake Austin because my boat's there. So it's always been like my favorite place to ride.
Yeah. It's beautiful. And I'm sure you go out during the weekdays. It's relatively not crowded.
In the mornings.
Do you go out on Saturdays or Sundays?
If I do, I'm out there at like 7 a.m. because it gets scary. It just gets so crowded. It's not worth it at that point.
How many people die on Lake Austin a year from boating
Probably
accidents?
Way too many now.
Yeah.
Because especially now that Lake Travis is so low, everybody's out on Lake Austin. So it's just overly crowded. And then they do like a lot of the rentals and then those people don't know what they're doing. So it gets scary. It's not worth it unless you're going out early.
What age did you start, whether it was water skiing, wakeboarding, wake surfing? I mean, what did you start with and at what age?
I started wakeboarding at 13 and I never got really into it. I loved it. It was fun. It was a fun thing to do, but I didn't have like that crazy like passion and drive for it. It was just an occasional like, yeah, this is fun. And when I was 15, my brother taught me how to wake surf. I was actually so stubborn. I was like, yeah, I don't want to try this. I wakeboard. I don't need a wake surf. And he told me, no, I swear you're going to love wake surfing so much more than wakeboarding. And he like literally pushed me in the water and was like, no, you're trying this. And the minute I got up, I was immediately hooked.
Did you ever surf?
No, I hadn't surfed in the ocean. Growing up on the coast, you would think like I would have started surfing in the ocean first. I've always been like really fascinated with surfing in the ocean. And like as a kid, my mom used to take me boogie boarding until I was around 6 years old. And then I got like this crazy phobia of the water. And I didn't, it was all from a hermit crab. It's like so stupid, but I got terrified of everything that was in the water. So I never actually learned how to surf in the ocean. But as a kid, I was fascinated by surfing in the ocean and everything until the phobia came up. So once I learned how to wake surf around 17, 18, I started surfing in the ocean and fell in love with it.
So you surf today?
I do. I love surfing. Yes, yeah. Absolutely love surfing in the ocean, wake surfing, snowboarding, all the board sports now.
Yeah. What do you surf? What board? Short, long?
It's a short board. Yeah. Shortboard. Yeah. I typically go straight to the short board.
That is so funny because I when I was little, I developed a phobia of the beach because of sand in my pants.
No way. Yeah. Okay, and so your phobia is just as bad as mine.
Because we'd always go to Santa Cruz or Half Moon Bay, and like I didn't like the beach because sand would get in my pants, and my parents are like, God, this kid is a wuss. Funny where I ended up. But
oh, man.
When did you want to get competitive with it?
Okay, so when I learned, I was 15. A year later, my family said, hey, look, there's this wake surf competition. We should go to this for fun. And at this point in my life, I've never won anything. I've never even had a trophy before. So, you know, I didn't know if I was good at it or not either, because there weren't videos all over the place like there are nowadays. So I went to this competition and everybody was freaking out because I was doing airs. Women like didn't really do airs back then. And
it was just cutting and
It was like carving, 360s, a lot of like yoga-y stuff on the board, like balancing things. So the style was totally different. And they saw me doing all these airs and they're like, what? Who is this girl? Like, what's going on? So at that competition, I ended up getting recognized for my style of riding, got my first board sponsor.
And in your first competition, yes, you got your first board sponsor.
Yeah. So I'm like over there like, wait, what's happening? What is going on? You know, like this is crazy. And then after that, they moved me up to the pro division. And that's when the competitive parts got in. Like that's when I got like super competitive. And After that, I was like, well, I want to compete at all these events and I want to win a world title.
In your first pro competition, did you place?
Yes. Yeah, one of the first pro competition I got first.
No kidding.
Yeah.
That probably was not well received by the pros that were on tour at the time.
I think like, everybody was just like, what is happening? Yeah, like, what is this? So it was just really something I didn't plan for. It just happened. And then once I got a taste of it, I was like, yeah, I want more of this.
Started at 15. When did you win the first world championship?
Oh, man. I know it wasn't immediate. I think I had competed in probably three of them.
But how old were you?
I think it's hard for me to remember, but I want to say I know, I was
27.
Like...
You're 27, right?
I'm 29.
29. Oh, so hard to remember back then, 12 years ago.
It's hard to remember. I think
I've won so many. It's just so hard, Mike.
I think I was 20.
20.
I think so. Yeah. Because I know, like, I kept getting so close to winning it. I would get second place at all of them. And I'm like, I'm right there. And I just want one world title. And one turned into seven.
So, I hate to go back to Kelly Slater. And you've met Kelly, right?
I have not.
No, he's a cool
I would dude. Love to meet Kelly Slater.
I got one podcast, but he's such a nice guy, dude. Just so, so level.
Yeah.
So focused.
And I love his, like, his training. Like, I've watched a lot of, like, what he does and how, like, committed he is.
We're going to get to that. Yeah. Because I want to, what you learned from him, do you consider him one of your, I don't use the word heroes. Don't have heroes in life, but do you consider him, like, a role model?
For sure.
Okay. Now, since you started, you know, getting air in a sport that traditionally was not, did people sort of say, hey, Ashley Kidd is the new... This is the new style of wake surfing?
I did change the style of wake surfing because I was always watching some of the tricks that the men were doing, like more ocean style tricks. I'm like, well, why aren't we doing these things? So there's a handful of tricks that I was the first woman to land. So I saw those tricks and I tried to do them, and then I ended up landing them, and now that's what all the women do now.
Like, they're trying to replicate and one-up you.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, if you started when you were 15, you know, so that's 14 years ago, 2010, the boats are a lot more sophisticated now in terms of the ballasting.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming in 2010, you're behind a regular, you know, ski boat.
Yeah, 2010 looks way different than now. I had, you know, the fat sacks, the bags filled with water all over the seats in the boat so that you could like push the boat down to try and make a wave. We didn't have like all the trim tab settings.
The ballasting, yeah.
Yeah, we didn't have all that stuff back then. And like I'll watch videos of me riding and the whole time I'm pumping just trying to stay in the wave. And it was so small. But now the boats are just, they're designed to create that wake surf wave. Like my Mastercraft has... you know, settings already 1 through 7 to customize, or you could do your custom settings. That's not with the preset settings. Like there's just so many ways to customize the wave now.
And do you have your own edition?
I do. The AK edition, XT23.
That's pretty cool at 29. Well, did it happen when you were 29 or 28?
Yeah, that was this year.
This year.
Well, we released it last year. So it's been about 1 year now of having that boat. And yeah, it's just, it honestly is mind blowing. I never expected that, but I've always wanted it.
That's insane.
I love it.
By the age of 29. For these competitions, how do they work? I mean, like, do you have 2 minutes, 3 minutes to go out and...
Talk about pressure at these things. So they're set up one buoy to the next buoy. So you get picked up, no practice run. Once you pass your first buoy, you have to start throwing tricks immediately. And it's ends up being about 45 seconds down and then one pass back, another pass back. So 2 45-second passes.
For one round?
Yes.
Are there multiple rounds?
One per day. So like, let's say the competition's Friday and Saturday. I would have those passes on Friday, and then they score us. We'll move on to the next day, and the scores from Friday get added to Saturday.
And are they scoring both
there and back? Both passes, yes. Okay. And then you get one pickup each direction. So if you fall more than that, like, kind of screwed.
One pickup both directions. Yes. Gotcha. Are you winded by the end of that? Like, even one?
You know, I zone out so much when I'm competing that I don't even notice if I'm out of breath. I'm just in a whole other world.
Yeah, no. So you go into the flow state.
I do. And it's like one of the best feelings that you can feel. And then if I don't get in that state when I'm competing, I can tell a big difference in my riding. It's just not as fluid, and it's not as good.
I'm assuming you don't get to pick which boat. Because what are the major players? Mastercraft, Ski Nautique?
Yeah, so there's those, Centurion, Malibu. But no, whoever is sponsoring the competition, that's the boat you're riding behind. And everyone's riding behind that same boat. They set it up. The only thing you can change is your speed and your steepness. Setting. Yeah. But the thing is you can set it right at the beginning of your pass. And if you don't like it during your run, you can be messing with the wave during your run, but it's taking up your time.
Seconds.
Yeah. So you kind of just have to deal with it.
And you don't get to choose your wheelman, do you? Or is it the same guy for all?
Yeah. It's typically just like the same person who's driving. You have your judges, everything's all set. So
if the competition starts on a Thursday, do you get to do some practice runs on like the day before?
No. Nope, you just got thrown out there.
So for the depending on the boats, do you know the different settings? Like, oh, if it's a Malibu, I want this. If it's a Mastercraft, I want this.
Kind of, to an extent, because you know how you can set up any boat. You can set any boat different. It can be the same boat that I have, and somebody has the exact same boat, and they could have it set up totally different, like with their weight or like even with people sitting in the boat. So it's so hard to know exactly what you're setting that you want is until you're on the wave riding it. So it's kind of crazy that they're just like,
yeah, well, there's a lot of variables that could lead to
so
a bad day.
Many. Yes. Oh yeah. Yeah. We've all had those, the yeah. bad days where you're like, man, if only I could set the wave a little different while I was riding or, you know, have a little more time.
You are in amazing shape, as I would expect of a world-class athlete. And I know you recently had a knee injury, but you chose not to go the non-surgical recovery route.
Yes.
What happened to your knee?
So I had a partial MCL tear. I was almost, I'm pretty sure it was a bad one. Like, they were considering the surgery route for me. I did do it wake surfing the week after I won Worlds. So timing was good, but the injury was not fun. But
did you feel it right away?
I knew when it was happening in slow motion. It felt like slow motion. As my knee was like tearing, I could just like feel it tearing. And I knew after that, I got in the boat and I was like, hey, at first I thought my leg was broken, but I could move my leg. So I'm like, well, my leg's not broken. And then I was like, I'm probably fine. You know, I just pulled a muscle. And then I didn't ride anymore. I was so optimistic. I'm like, I just pulled a muscle.
No, bro, the bones, you know, out of the skin.
Yeah, yeah. So then I get in my truck to drive afterwards. And as soon as I push the gas pedal, I was like, this is not okay.
Were you carving or were you doing air?
I was actually, I was in mid trick. And there was like a gust of wind that came through. And I kind of backed off from the trick. Which honestly, you should just like, you shouldn't back off during a trick mid trick. So I did. I backed off during like mid trick, and the way the board landed got caught in the wave and the water, and it had all that pressure pulling the board down, and the board shot out, but it was like stuck between my legs. So it pulled the bottom portion of my leg out, which is an MCL tear.
And what was the rehabilitation like? Because I know people say once you have surgery, nothing's the same.
Yes.
Did people convince you like, hey, no, just do a natural rehab?
You know, a lot of people told me a lot of things to do and try through this, but I was pretty confident my body was just going to do what it needed to do on its own.
So you're bullheaded. You're like, I'm not going to.
Yeah. I'm very stubborn. I was like, nah, my body's healthy. Like, it's gonna do what it needs to do. So I did have like one of those like after surgery braces on my leg, like my entire leg. I had that on for over a month and I was going to physical therapy with that on and doing stuff with that brace. And then slowly moved to a smaller brace, still doing physical therapy. I was going about 3 times a week. And then from there, started cycling and took off the brace, kept cycling. You know, these are months go by. And then mid-January, I started getting into some of my normal workouts, which was like high intensity stuff, but like I eased into it. I wasn't pushing myself in the classes.
That's hard not to push.
So hard. Honestly, yeah. The hardest thing, because I am like, when I'm working out, I'm going to go as hard as possible. I will like make myself pass out.
I believe it. In terms of back to health, regular routine.
Yeah.
What do your workouts look like and what does your diet look like?
Okay. So workouts, I do a lot of F45. Love F45 because it's like always a different workout every day. And there's like the strength training and the hip aspect of it, which I think is helpful for wake surfing. And a lot of yoga. Yoga's great for wake surfing.
Hot yoga or regular?
Regular.
Regular.
Regular yoga.
You don't like sweating it out?
I like kind of hot yoga.
Kind of hot yoga. Not full.
Not like,
not low.
Yeah, not kinda. Like the sauna hot, but like the, you know, the mid hot yoga. So I do that, but.
And that's for your mobility, flexibility. Yes,
that is. And I feel the most flexible when I'm riding, when I'm consistently doing yoga. As far as my diet goes, I just like to eat a lot of like healthy foods that aren't like super processed, just very, I would say, balanced diet, like, you know,
high protein.
Yeah. High protein, berries, greens, like salads, stuff like that. Just a lot of, I eat a lot of chicken, a lot of chicken.
Yeah. Yeah. Chicken's cheap. Well, no, it's actually, if you've seen, chicken is like gone up like 30%. Since Biden was in office, we'll keep the politics out of this. I know we're in such a political climate right now, which, are you tired of hearing about this? It's like, get to the election, get it over with, let's move on.
I feel like it's so long. Yeah. It's like drawn out forever.
Americans like drama.
They
so
really
dramatic.
Do. Like all the TV shows, everything. They love the drama.
Will and I were talking because we had to go to Tampa on Monday. And we catch up. We both like entertainment. And he's like, fucking Kevin, it's his girlfriend. That's a boy's name.
Oh, not, I was so confused. I'm like, wait a second.
And if it was, that's okay. No. Kevin's sweet. But he's like, she's watching this show, Love Island. And I'm like, Will, don't bring it up. Have you followed this?
I don't know.
It is so bad. It's on every single night except for Saturday. And it runs for like 8 or 6 weeks. It's on every single night except for Saturday. And it follows these men and women that go, young, you know, 20-year-olds.
Yeah, yeah.
Who, come on, let's call for what it is. They just want to be like social media icons.
Oh, for sure.
And, you know, they pair up and then they switch. And my wife watches it. And it's such crap TV. And then, you know, he said, yeah, he's like, Kevin will call me during the middle of the day. Kevin's probably, you know, she's like, and give me a recap. And I'm like, dude, Jordan will do, like, she'll stop the show and she'll be like, so this is what just happened. Like, Lisa just left Joe for Matt. And I'm like, I don't fucking care.
You're like, what? What is this?
Like, this is what Americans are watching.
I will say, they do love the drama, though. Even with my social media, when my truck got stolen, my views on my stories, like, over, like, probably tripled because it was drama.
Because you're now a victim.
I am, because I'm a victim.
Well, so we were supposed to do this podcast 2 weeks ago, and, you know, Ashley texts, she's like, hey, I can't make it tomorrow. My truck was just stolen. And Will and I were like, did she get like the Rogan podcast tomorrow or something? Like, we thought it was a total lie. We're like, oh God, that's the best. Like,
that's the best excuse
like,
blow ever. Off.
Like, hey, I just can't make this. It's not you, it's me.
It's not you, it's me. I just can't get there. I just can't even drive.
That's what. And you had a Tacoma, right?
No, I had a TRX.
TRX.
Yeah.
Did Didn't John Wilborn say TRXs and like Hellcats are the number one stolen?
They're being stolen left and right. It's insane. I just didn't think mine would.
I go back to the Wild Wild West. It's like a horse thief. If you catch a horse thief, they just hung him right away. Drag those motherfuckers into the street and just shoot him right in the head. Like, it is just no due process. No, the dude just stole my car.
Dude, it's crazy. The whole process to even try and find that thing. I mean, it's been 2 weeks now.
It's gone.
Yeah, it's gone.
It's in Europe being hawked.
2 weeks. No truck. Gone.
It's just the pain in the ass, because then you had to go to the police department.
Oh, that was a mess.
Yeah. When is the police department not a mess? It's like going to DMV. You're like, oh, this is going to be such a great experience.
I think it was.
No, dude, this is just going to suck.
Yeah, yeah. It was, you know, that all happened around 7:45 p.m. I couldn't get my report filed until 3 p.m. the next day. It was a mess, a total mess. But, you know.
Government. No government works efficiently.
The good thing is, you know, I'll have a new vehicle. So that's cool.
Nice. What are you going to go with?
I've been so indecisive, honestly.
The Bronco.
I actually drove one of the, like, the Heritage Bronco. Like, the one that looks all old school. Wait.
Are you talking about the $250,000 ones?
No. Oh. I love those, though.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yes, I would definitely take one of those in a heartbeat, but I don't want to spend that on a...
For some, the sea is not a place. It is a calling, a home away from home. If you find yourself drawn to the water, we can take you there. Imagine you, your friends, and family on a private yacht in the most beautiful places in the world. From the Bahamas or the Virgin Islands to Greece, Italy, Tahiti, and beyond. This is a yacht charter vacation with the Moorings, and it's easier than you think. Inquire today. Your next great vacation begins at moorings.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Okay, you guys sponsor me.
I've tried. I'm like, guys, come on. They make a new one now that looks, it looks like the old ones.
The 1960s,
yeah, 70s, yeah. And it's like a two-door, like little baby blue one. I drove it and I was like, this is kind of cool.
So that, what else?
That or back to a Raptor. I used to have a Raptor.
Raptor pickup or?
Yes. Yeah. Raptor pickup.
Raptor. Why don't I go with the Raptor Bronco?
I need to throw my gas cans in there.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I don't know. That's why I'm all over the place. We'll figure it out eventually.
I bet your car stinks. like wetsuits and like wet gear.
My truck, that is so funny because literally when it got stolen, I had yogurt containers in there too that were like old. So I was like, dude, that person who stole my truck is probably so grossed out because it smells disgusting. And I have like my dog fur, my husky, just like, I hadn't cleaned the truck in a while and it was just covered in fur and smelled like old yogurt. So I was like, dude, that's gross.
They're like, good luck selling this.
Yeah.
The husky is beautiful. What's his name, her name?
Her name's Bailey.
Bailey.
Yeah.
And Bailey sings to certain songs.
Oh yeah. She's very dramatic. She has her songs, her playlists. She literally will sing songs.
It was, we were laughing. It was a great dog.
Yeah, she's such a cool dog. She's very entertaining, very high maintenance, a lot of work.
at least she's on the lake during the summer, because I know for huskies, summers here are
rough. Yeah. Yeah, she's either, you know, on the lake or in the house, basically.
Does she love the water?
Yes. Yeah. She is obsessed. I've been taking her on the boat since she was 6 weeks old, so she doesn't know any different. It's part of her life.
She's a water dog.
Yes.
A wake surf dog. In terms of the sport, I mean, seven world championships, just some people would be like, throw the towel in, go out on top. Is there any stopping in sight for you, or is it that's just not even a consideration?
You know, of course, like as an athlete, there's been moments where you think like, maybe I'll stop or maybe I'm done. But then I have found myself like it always gets like the drive always gets like revived. And I'm like, well, I can't see myself stopping anytime soon. You know, like I'm kind of like, well, why would I right now?
It's part of your DNA.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no reason to. It would be a hard thing to process not competing anymore.
I hate to make analogies, but like there's nothing been as purpose filling or passion filling as war. Like it was who we are.
Right.
And that's what we did for like the majority of our lives. And then it just stops and you're like, nothing meets that high.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're bored.
Yes.
And totally. I love my wife. I'm not saying any of that. Like, that's just life. You got to move on and fill your passions where you right. can. But I mean, you're 29. I mean, what is the oldest competitor at Worlds?
It's such a new sport though. So we don't know how like
the longevity. Yet.
Yeah, we really don't. And the thing is with wake surfing, it is somewhat like easy. It's easier on your body than other sports. I'm not going to say it's easy on my body, but it is easier than like something where, you know,
impact.
Yeah. Exactly. So I think the longevity is, I don't know. I'm figuring it out right now. We'll see.
I mean, that'd be pretty awesome if you went to 45 and like closed out 14 worlds.
That'd be pretty sick. Yeah. I think, you know, it's either going to be when I decide like, you know what, like maybe this isn't what I'm wanting to do anymore. I'll always want to wake surf. I know that for a fact, but competition wise, I think it'll either be that comes up first or I'm 45 winning world titles.
I mean, Kelly was 50, right? When he had his comeback and won the worlds. Insane, dude. But do you consider yourself a competitive person?
I always say no. And then sometimes I'm like, wait a second, maybe I am. Okay, with wake surfing, 100%. That is the most competitive side of me. I think I'm competitive when it comes to workouts or things I like truly am passionate about.
Oh, so everyone at F45 is like, oh.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I'm like,
you're looking at the heart monitors like, I'm lower than all of you and I'm working out harder.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yes. But if it's something new or something I just know I'm like not that good at, I don't care. I'm like, I'll just be bad at this.
What about Kelly Slater? Because, I mean, when we had Kelly on, I asked him, I'm like, bro, the surf circuit is like a party circuit. He's like, yeah, for about 99% of the surfers.
For
He's
sure.
He's like, I skipped parties. I ate well. Mm-hmm. I slept. I trained hard.
That's the difference. That's the key.
Do you think you put in more time and reps than your fellow competitors?
Yeah. I dedicate so much of my life to wake surfing. And then just like what he's saying, that's been my lifestyle. Like when everybody, early 20s, you know, when everybody was going off to parties and doing things, I was going to bed and waking up early to ride. Like I just put wake surfing first.
But that's the cost of greatness, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. I mean, you have to sacrifice certain things to get the thing you really want.
And you've heard the narrative of like people look at people like you or Michael Phelps and they're like, oh, but they missed out on so much of their childhood. It's just like, okay, yeah, they had to sacrifice certain things, but the world champions or Olympic medalists or
I think it's a little bit better.
Yeah, I think it's an excuse almost.
It is. It's like, well, why would we want to do all this way? That's so hard and, you know, miss out on these things, but nobody's looking at the big end result. Like, one of these things that really stands out to me was talking back to high school. You know, all my friends were going to prom. I didn't go to prom, but I instead.
Just nobody asked you?
Yeah. No, I'm not even kidding. No one asked me to go. Nobody
were
asked me.
Were you scary to guys?
I think I am scary to guys, if we're being honest.
it, those are normal people. Like, I find ambition and passion, like, that's sexy.
Yeah.
That's freaking sexy. But there'd be a lot of people that look at you and say, well, yeah, she's not balanced in life, though. What would you say to that?
But I am. That's what I would say.
Because you know what you want.
Yeah, I am balanced because I train very hard, but I also have, like, in my life, I'm super close to my family, and I prioritize my family and my friends and everything else. You know, I balance out all aspects.
And it works for you.
It does. Yeah. It does. Yeah. All the important things.
You know, I wrote about balance, and you just said it. High performers can't have balance, but, like, everyone is looking for this work-life balance. Like, balance is mostly bullshit. You work in life.
Yes.
Like, if you look at anyone's obituary, it always has, like, was father to this or mother to these, you know, and
right.
grandparents to so-and-so, married to this person, born here, raised here, went to high school here. But then the majority of the obituary is what they did in life. It's like, where'd you work? What did you accomplish?
Right.
I mean, that's the large part of your life. And I think people are having problems with happiness.
Yeah.
And nobody can help you with that. That's a you thing.
It is 100% a you thing. It's all mindset.
Yeah. It's
tough.
There's bad narratives going around. Some real bad narratives going around right now that people just don't want to work anymore.
I would agree with this for sure. Yeah. I've found that a lot of people want things easy.
Do you find the younger competitors coming into the circuit right now in their late teens, early 20s? Do you think they're putting in the time? I'm sure some are. They understand.
I think, to have the tricks down and everything, you have to put in time. That you definitely have to. I don't know that I think a lot of them haven't had to work how I had to work to get here.
Mm-hmm.
But that I also appreciate that I had to work so hard to get here.
Let me ask you this. 14 years competitive in the sport now. 7 world titles. What have you learned from wake surfing and your commitment and the work that you put in that just transcends in life? Like hard work, commitment,
things. Oh, yeah. Really, I mean, so much of who I am is what I've learned. When I first started, I didn't have, like, a bunch of sponsors supporting me. So it really taught me to do what I love and put the work in. And all the things you're, like, chasing after, like, eventually would want, those will come to you as long as you are putting in that work and trying and doing what makes you happy and what you love.
I know a lot of people reach out to you like, hey, Ashley, we want you to do this. Have you learned the power of no?
I did recently learn that. I would say within the last year and a half. Yes.
What's your reason for no? If it doesn't get me to where I want to go, it's just, I don't have time.
If it doesn't get me to where I want to go, or if there's just too much going on and I'm overwhelmed and it's taking away from riding, then it's a no. Because at the end of the day, I'm doing what I'm doing because I love riding. So if it gets to a point where, you know, I'm not doing that, then you have to say no. But it definitely, you know, once things started getting so busy for me, there were times where I'm like, wait a second, I'm not even wake surfing right now. And I had to learn to just say no or at a later time.
Yeah.
It actually feels so good once you learn how to do that.
The funny thing is, like, some people want a caveat, like, well, then why are you saying no? Like, one, I don't owe you that. It's just the answer's no, I don't have time right now. It's not what I'm interested in. How many sponsors right now?
Right now?
Yeah.
Okay, so I have Mastercraft, Soulcraft, Clips, and then I have Blenders. The food blender. That would be a cool sponsor to have.
Yes.
Like a food blender, you know, make some smoothies. No, they're actually a sunglass company.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been with them for so long. Like, I think it's been, 8 years.
But, did you have to get a business manager? Because managing all those relationships.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You did?
I did about 3 or 4 years ago. And man, it's the best decision I could have made.
Because she or he handles all that.
He just makes my life so much easier. Yeah. He does the stuff I don't want to do.
Is it difficult to keep up with all the content you owe them as part of that?
It's definitely a whole other job in its own. You know, managing my social media, getting the content out there. It's a whole other job. And at first, honestly, I wasn't super crazy about doing it. But I now find that it's become a fun thing. But I have a friend who I hire every month. We shoot together, and that is the way to do it. So there's no stress over it now.
Mastercraft is huge. For me growing up, because we'd always hit either the Delta in California or Lake Tahoe. And it's like my parents never had a boat, but all my friends who had like money always had Mastercraft.
It's always like the gold standard boat.
Yeah.
Like the boat that everybody wants, the boat that's the name's been there through all the years. And honestly, they were like a brand I always wanted to ride for. So whenever that sponsorship happened, I like couldn't be happier. Like I'm so happy with my boat and riding for them. Like they're such a great company.
It just the beauty of them from the interior. They're just classy. Yes. What I loved, what the Mastercrafts didn't have like in the 80s and early 90s was the sound systems. The sound systems now are just like.
We have the sound systems now.
It's like a party. No, those are just, oh, look.
Yeah. Yep, there's my Bailey. Boat. And of course, Bailey's in everything.
Is that 360 Bridge?
It is.
Okay.
Yeah, 360 Bridge has been a big part of like it's where I practice. So it's been a part of the whole journey.
That is just a beautiful boat.
Yeah, we did a custom metal flake color specifically for my boat.
Because you wanted gold?
Yeah, well, we named it the Golden Hour. So like sunset, like. Those types of vibes.
Just look at that interior.
Yes.
Gorgeous. And was it your buddy Joe was driving
that day? Oh, yeah, Joe.
I mean, even the rear camera now, because I remember, and I'm sure you remember, where like somebody had to face the rider, the person's focused on.
Oh, yeah.
And then you'd have to get the flag out.
Oh, there's just so many things now that, you know, they're thinking of with these boats. They're like, okay, let's make this easier, this easier, this easier. Now it's simple to just jump on my boat, go ride, and have everything set and ready.
I've always wanted a boat, but in terms of upkeep, you always remember like boats are just like, it's like pouring money into a pit.
That's what they say.
But with Mastercraft, pretty reliable.
Oh yeah. I honestly can say that before signing with Mastercraft, I have never had a season I could make it through without having a boat issue.
Mm.
And it's a game changer. Like being able to go through my entire season, obviously practicing is the most important thing to me. So the last thing I want is a boat issue where I can't go practice or mid practice. I'm like, oh, well, I'm done for the day. So that's been major, major thing to me is the reliability. It's been
huge.
Game changer. Yeah. And then Boat Town, too, like anytime I need like oil change, anything, they're out there like immediately servicing my boat on the water.
Yeah.
Like, how could it get better than that?
I'm sure there's no shortfall business for them with all the millionaires here. Lake Austin is fun.
It is. It's a good spot.
Yeah. I told you the story. It's where I met my wife.
I know. I could not believe that.
And my life has been a living hell ever since. But leave that for another episode. No. I love my wife. Great. I feel like I got to say that. Or then she listens to it and she's like, you're not giving me enough praise. What I actually would like a lady's opinion on this because I'm starting like the handlebar.
Oh my.
And you can see it sort of flaring out. I've had it once before and she's like, that is the most disgusting thing. She's like,
I might be with your wife on this one.
Really?
I don't know that the ladies like that.
Well, Barry, it doesn't freaking matter. Will, did you notice on Monday that like it was starting to, you didn't notice that? She's like, stop playing with your freaking mustache. We've got pregnancy photos coming up on Monday or Saturday where like I've got to take my shirt off, which I'm fine with. She's like, you got to wear jeans, a white button up. And I'm just like, and she's like, and if you think you're showing up with that mustache, she's like, don't. She's like, I will fucking shave it while you sleep. I'll go down to the gruff. I've got a Fox interview tomorrow, so I got to shave it anyways. Damn it. Dude, yeah, you know, Mastercrafts are, I hate to ask, but what do they usually retail? And I know it depends on all the.
It really varies so much. Because, like, the NXT model starts off at a lower price point, but then you have, like, the highest one, which is the X-Star model. So it just depends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not cheap. But the pleasure you get out of it and being on the water, there's just like
it's worth it. It is worth it. Either
the mountains or the water. I need one.
I totally agree with that. And you know, you're getting experiences, so it's not just like you're buying something and it's like, yeah, it was expensive, but it's just there.
And that's why California is so awesome. It's just a dumpster fire right now. But like, you can surf in the morning, and be skiing or snowboarding.
And go ocean surf, too. You could literally do everything.
I tell you. Texas ain't bad. When does the tour start back up, the circuit?
Oh, it already has. It started in April.
And goes till?
Yeah, I went, my last one will be Worlds, and that's in October 9th. So
where?
It's in Fort Worth, actually. So
no kidding.
It's pretty close. Yeah.
Damn. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you automatically qualify because you won or you've always been a contender, or do you have to qualify each
year? I had to do three events and then I qualify because I won last year. Mm-hmm. So I did my three events early. I did one April, May, June, and so I'm good till Worlds now.
So you choose which
I did, yes. Yeah.
Do you have it down to a cadence now? Like, hey, this wears me out. Like I did everyone when I was younger, it wore me out. Have you gotten that down to a science?
They change the events every year, so you don't really know what there's going to be until, like, the competition schedule is released, and I just pick, like, what's easiest with my schedule because I have a lot of other things going on, so I try to get them out of the way as soon as possible, so that way I have, like, more time to ride and do everything else.
And I know people can, correct me if I'm wrong, hire you to train their kids.
Yes. Yes.
What is it about kids? Do you just love like transferring the passion to them?
I love I love helping people with the knowledge that I know about wake surfing and helping them learn like their first trick, because that's always like the most exciting moment because you're then able to start doing more things. But I actually teach a lot of adults. Because
wait, are we talking like creepers?
No.
No, like.
I mean, I have taught some creepers.
Yeah, like stalkers.
I've had people book lessons to then ask me on a date.
Oh, that's bold.
Yeah, those aren't my favorite.
That brings up a good topic. Where do relationships come in with the just monster schedule that you have?
You know, I feel like men nowadays are not as like manly. Having a hard time there. I like a manly man, and they're hard
to find.
You like
somebody to come up to you out in town and say, hey, I've got to say, like,
I loved it. Like, does not even exist, I feel like.
Have you done the dating apps?
Ugh, yeah, that was bad. That was real bad. I ended up with somebody who, like, literally lied about every single thing about themselves for, like, 3 months, and then I figured it out. And I was like, this is scary.
It's almost like you got to bring a friend on the date.
Yeah. It's like I need to have my friends sitting there and have like guys like walk by. Okay, tell them everything. They like vet them, and then the next one, and the next one, and then they're like, okay, this guy you go on a date with. Yeah.
Have you ever been catfish? Like pictures did not.
No, not the pictures, but like I said, like
lied about.
Oh yeah, like lied about their career, like everything, just crazy stuff.
A gal friend of mine said she had one guy show up in this really nice Porsche, took her on the date, only to find out that he had borrowed his friend's car.
That's probably the same guy. That sounds about right.
That's a scary prospect. Yeah, because it takes courage. You're like, okay, I'm going to go in at a bar. I'm just going to go talk to this woman. It seems like that doesn't happen anymore.
It really doesn't. And, like, I also find that because I know how to, like, back up my boat into the water and, like, use a ratchet strap. And like these things, a lot of guys don't know how to do this stuff. It's rough.
I spent 3 years, no, 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 2 years in the boats for the SEAL teams. It was great. But every time it came to parking the boats, and these are 40-foot like cigarette boats,
yeah.
They're like, "Yeah, Sorelli, we've got this." They'd be like, "No, you go just." And even because we had these big monster trucks with the trailers,
yeah.
And I would be the guy who's like, you know, screwing up the trailer, like, they're like, "Hey, we got this, sir. Why don't you just go observe?" No, that takes out.
Yeah, it just takes practice, really.
Yeah. Well, even driving a boat takes time.
All of it does. Yeah. It does. It does. But they just have to be willing to figure it out, you know?
Yeah. So Worlds in October.
Yes. Worlds is in October in Texas.
You've got a massive social following. Is it at Ashley Kidd? I mean, we'll drop all the links.
Ashley Kidd Surf.
Ashley Kidd Surf.
Yes.
Okay. And we always leave with one question. What would you say to just this younger generation or any of these adults, like the key to success?
Yeah. I would say, like I said earlier, follow your dreams and work hard, and that's how you'll feel the best about your outcomes and the success that you commit, create.
Consistency.
Yes, commit
and consistency. That's the secret to life.
It is.
And where can people find that version of Mastercraft? I'm assuming that's on their site.
It is, yes. Mastercraft on their website. It's the XT23 Ashley Kidd edition. It's actually only available for the 2024 model year. So it's like, you got to get it while you can.
No, they sell it.
Yeah, we're done with that model after that. So it's you got to get it now or never.
Guys, go drop the money. Go take that loan. Take that second mortgage. It's worth it. The boat is gorgeous. And the sound system is awesome. And you heard it, Ashley. Ashley said it. If there's any bachelor parties coming in to Austin, if you guys want to learn to wake surf, you can hire for a day. It's $10,000 to $15,000 a day for bachelor parties. You do that, right?
I would do a bachelor party. Sure, why not?
Well, take the bachelorettes, man. A lot more fun. Well, good. Thank you for coming. You know, your name is pretty well known in Austin. We knew about you when Brand Amp reached out. I'm like, yeah, absolutely. Total stud. 7 world championships. I look forward to watching to see what you can do. And good luck at this Worlds in October. Thank Maybe you. We'll make it out. Maybe we'll come film.
That would be so awesome.
But I've never seen one of these competitions. Can you sit on the shore?
Yeah, and then they have it like a live feed too, and they'll have like giant screens up everywhere in case you can't like see that closely for it.
Perfect. So. Well, guys, go follow Ashley. Worth it. Her Instagram is pretty funny too. You actually take yourself pretty lightly. You can.
I definitely make myself look dumb on some of the stuff, but I don't care. I think it's so fun.
You know what I call that? Authentic.
It's authentic. Super authentic.
Yeah. At least you're not taking like Instagrams where you're on like a airplane, a private jet, like in front of your laptop.
Absolutely not. It's quite opposite of that. Yeah.
Good. That's why I like you. You're working class. You got that working class mentality. Well, cool. Thanks for coming, guys. We'll see you next episode out here.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.